When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Late Night with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Let's have a word. Oh, we'll go to the phones now. We've got Alan Caddick, we've got Lewis. Let's go to Alan Caddick first. Why the heck not? I haven't spoken to you for ages, Alan. What's going on?
Hi, Kath.
Hey.
I'm currently on a reprieve from a life ban.
Right, well, you said you had a life ban, but then we heard you speaking to someone else.
No, it's only when Ian's on.
Right, okay. Why?
When you're
because
on, it's okay. When Howard's on, it's okay. When Ian's on, that's when I can't call.
Why?
Because that's what my dad said.
But why?
Because he wasn't happy with the YouTube gag.
What YouTube gag?
You know, when I was pretending to be YouTube.
I don't even remember it. Who wasn't happy with it? Your dad?
Yeah, he and Miss Sheldon disturbing the neighbours. That's when he enforced a ban.
Oh, blimey.
So Ian's got a lot to answer for.
Well, I think it's probably you and your volume control, Alan. You can't blame Ian for that.
No, but Ian was telling me what the people wanted.
Yeah, but it was up to you whether to shout or not, wasn't it?
But I was trying to keep it at a reasonable level, but my reasonable level is still loud enough for my dad.
Well,
I mean, that's in the past.
I suggest you have a word with your dad about your noise levels and recognise the fact it's not the person you're talking to's fault.
I tried to bring up, but I think he's an Ian Lee hater, my dad is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, that might be more to point.
Anyway, I want to talk about filthy habits.
All right, can you talk about it really quietly?
Yeah, because I'm talking about something serious. Pooing in the street. I can't stand it.
Who does that?
I was all on my paperwork this morning and I saw someone over the road actually pooing in the street.
No, you didn't. A human being?
Yeah.
Come on.
Straight up.
No, straight down.
And he urinated as well.
What, while he was down there, or did he get up and do the other?
While he was down there.
Flipping it. Well, maybe he wasn't very well.
No, this was in broad daylight.
Good grief.
I mean, I knew lockdown was bad, but didn't result be that bad to result to people going to the toilet willy-nilly.
Well, Willie, indeed, nilly. I don't understand why you would need to do that. Surely he's never going to be that far away from home that he couldn't go to the toilet.
I can't stand it myself. I mean, it put me off my papers.
I bet it did. Well, thanks for sharing that, Alan Caddick. That was a delightful story, if somewhat far-fetched. Nice to speak to you.
Okay.
Probably never going to speak to you again. Bye-bye. 03444991000. Hello, Tony. What's going on with you?
Yeah, hey, my name's Tony Bum. And I'm a manager of some young talent. Now, radio's great, but it's dying on its butt. And the future is YouTube videos. And if you don't mind, I'd like to. You know, I've got one of my YouTube video guys here with me. It's a guy called Allier. And I just wanted to chat to you for a second. There you go, buddy.
Hi, guys. It's me, Allier, back with another video. Hope you enjoy. Please like and subscribe. And goodbye.
Wow.
You got a word exclusive there. Listen, if you want to sign him up, he can come and do press conferences for you. If you get in touch with Tony Bum Enterprises, and we'll look forward to talking to you. I got to say, you got a great voice for radio. Really, really pretty voice. Very pretty voice. Although, you don't need to sing to the level of Shoe Screwers. It's disgusting. Disgusting. I got to go. Take care. Goodbye.
Bye, Ian. Hello, James.
Hi, I've got a riddle for you.
Oh.
What disappears as soon as you say its name?
Silence?
Yeah, also that last guy, you've got to give him the boot.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And there, my friends, in an hour, that's a nutshell a big nutshell, but that's this show in a nutshell. Yeah, that happened. That actually happened. 344-499-1000. And I really appreciate the fact that Hayley, or was it Amy, put Tony brackets Ian later on. I knew it was Ian. He always says Tony. It's always Tony for some reason. But what the really impressive thing about that call was that he managed to get actual Ali A on the line. I mean, that blows my mind. You're listening to Talk Radio. My name's Catherine Boyle. We've got 2 more hours of this. You can ring about whatever you want. There are some rules, but we tend to make them up as we go along. 0344-499-1000. Give me a ring. Go on. Why not? What else are you doing? You're not going out. Talk Radio. Let's take a break, have some news, have a little think about it, and we'll get right back.
Talk Radio.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So you get the idea with that. Back to Chris Riley, 25, from Essex, charges £25 for his live shows, just in case you were wondering. He won't be doing those for a little while, unless he's doing them on Zoom. If so, fair play. Our palms can provide great insights into our futures. From what we're like as people to our love lives, we can learn a lot from the lines that are written on our palms. Your destiny, says Chris, is a lot simpler to unveil than you might think. He suggests reading both palms, explaining, I believe that your left palm offers insight into your destiny or what's mapped out for you, whilst your right palm highlights actions and events that are based on choices, decisions and things you do in life. By the way, 0344-499-1000. I always look at both palms to deliver an accurate and insightful reading. He's good like that. You can locate your lifeline, right? It's the one that runs between your index finger and thumb and travels towards the wrist. Index finger and thumb. Right, got it. If you have a long lifeline, this shows you have good health and are a well-balanced person. This also shows, isn't this just about how you fold your hands up? This also shows that you are a strong-minded and determined individual and that you'll work to achieve your goals. Ah, yes, says everyone, that's me. If your lifeline is shorter, this shows you can be easily influenced and that people might be able to control you easily, like by reading you absolute nonsense from female about reading your destiny from skin. He didn't say all that. It also means you're a source of help and support for the people around you. They often turn to you for advice. Yes, says everybody, that's got to be me. You ultimately put others before yourself. Yes, I'm excellent. If your lifeline has any breaks or gaps, this can show struggles or changes. Yes, says everyone, that's me. These changes could be your living situation, location, or a new job, or anything that involves changes. Breaks can also indicate emotional trauma or stressful times. However, if your lifeline is clear, then you are independent and strong, and you'll be able to persevere through tough times. You're also sexy with a great sense of humour and excellent dress sense. If your lifeline is forked, this also indicates redirection and changes in your life. Perhaps you'll be travelling in the future or relocating or going from downstairs to upstairs. If your lifeline is doubled, then there's more than two lines. If your lifeline is doubled or if there is more than two lines, then there are multiple meanings. It can suggest that your soulmate is just on the horizon, or it can mean you have someone special guiding and watching over you. Ah, so you're either going to meet somebody or you're not, but you are special. The headline. I mean, do we continue? The headline. Has anyone ever had someone tell their fortune or give them a reading of any kind that came true? Or is it always just a bit of fun and nonsense? 0344 499 1000. Because I went to see a psychic once out of interest. And I went with my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and my sister-in-law's auntie. So family, but only family by marriage. I just had my eldest, and we were still in the stage where I was feeding her. And it was all women, so I'd been able to feed her downstairs while we were waiting. I don't think I'd done my buttons up properly. That was quite a common thing. So anyway, I can't remember what the order was, but everyone else went up before I did. And went in. Very nice lady, a dimly lit room. She was doing the reading. It wasn't her home. She was one of these people who a friend of a friend will tell you that they're having someone over and would you like to come and have a reading? It was that kind of vibe. So I went up there. I think you might have been able to hear a baby crying downstairs, mine obviously, but it was quite obvious that I just had a baby, put it that way. Whether it was the buttons or the actual baby downstairs that she probably saw, if not heard. So anyway, she launched into this long thing about how thrilled everyone was about in the spirit world about the new baby and how lovely it was to have another little girl in the family and how thrilled my grandma was about it. And she's been watching over me, and I thought, she's not been watching over me, she's still alive. I still had both my grandparents in that time. And then she started talking about some quite specific incidents that happened to my husband's grandmother that she must have been told about in the other meetings. And I just thought it was such a shame. It was such a shame because she's obviously just piecing together the stories from other people. And the assumption was that, you know, it was my grandmother they were discussing. It wasn't. And my sister-in-law had gone there for some reassurance. And I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people do go for reassurance if they've just lost somebody. And she got that. But I felt like I couldn't... I felt like I couldn't say anything afterwards. Maybe, should I have said something? Like, you know, she was just reading, yeah. I didn't want to spoil it, you see. It's that whole question, isn't it, about, you know, I think I'm not ruling out that some people may have a gift. I doubt it, but I'm not ruling it out. But in this case, it was just she was piecing together things that she'd been told. And it felt deceitful. But at that point, sister-in-law had been reassured by it. I just let it fly. So anyway, that's kind of been my experience. That's the only time I've ever had a one-to-one reading and wasn't massively impressed, as you can understand. So yeah, palm reading. And then you pan down and yeah, I don't know. Chris Riley, 25, from Essex, boasts a host of VIP clients, including Gemma Collins, and a long list of sold-out live shows at £25 a ticket. You don't need to know how much it costs. You can't get in because they're sold out. So, yeah, sidelines. It tells you how many children, fate line, all that stuff. I mean, come on. I mean, it's a bit of fun, isn't it? But it's nothing more than that. 0344 499 1000. Let's have a word with Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hello. Yes, I'm... I'm calling, in the first instance, I think I should apologise to everybody listening for spoiling the vibe. I've just inspired, and yes, you may accuse me of blowing smoke, but it's really just lovely to hear you talk by yourself. You have such a delicious voice.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm spoiling it for everyone by calling, and, you know, just sitting, listening to you read the newspaper, it's so nice. So,
I prefer to have a conversation with somebody, but thank you. That's very kind of you to say, Paul.
Well, that's what I've been thinking all week, you know. And, you know, when it's you and Ian, the banter and the whatnot, it's delicious.
Especially delicious. The whatnot, yeah.
I mean, in a different way. But you by yourself, it's velvet. And it's kind of spoiled by the callers. Which is why I apologise to everyone listening, because I'm spoiling
the vibe. No, don't. Well, that's really kind of you, Paul. I really appreciate that. How are you keeping?
Not too bad. I cut the lawn today, so that was good.
Excellent.
And I ate some pizza, and I'm disappointed with the price of turnips in Animal Crossing. at the moment, I stand to make about 50% loss on my investment, which is terrible.
Have you planted a money tree yet?
Oh, every day. Every day. Yeah, no, I go for the conservative 10,000 bells.
Yes.
But, I've got a little money tree garden.
Oh, Paul.
Especially for that, yeah.
You've got it sorted. If only real life was so easy.
Well, this is my real life for now. It's the structured part of the day. I sleep quite late, but I set my alarm just in time to wake up and get the morning turnip prices and then compare them with the afternoon turnip prices so I know what's going on. These are the important things.
Yeah. You know what? I'm laughing, but I can imagine. I did very similar thing. I had Animal Crossing years and years ago, and I got quite into it at one point. So that's probably why I'm staying away at the moment. Plus the fact that my daughter is always on it, so I'd never get go on it anyway.
Yeah.
But there's something delightfully innocent and pure about that game, and I think that's probably why people are resorting to it a lot.
Yes. It offers you a bit of structure and routine. Yeah. And the sound of the sea, which I miss. Oh, I used to go diving a lot while I was in Malaysia. And just to have the sound of the sea in the background, I miss that so much. My goodness.
Oh, God. Yeah. I've been diving a couple of times. Twice. The first time I'd never done it before, snorkeling. It was in the Caribbean. And a guy from the hotel took us... he said, "Oh, I'll take you somewhere great," which sounds like the beginning of a horror movie, but actually he did just take us somewhere really great. And I'd never snorkeled before. I didn't really know that you had to sort of breathe like Darth Vader. I just assumed that I'd stick my head under the water and it would happen. So there was a bit of drowning that happened to start with, but then just incredible. And he'd been ripping up bits of bread as we had been going along in this boat. And I was thinking, what's he doing? And actually, I was quite hungry at that point. But then he went under the water, dived down really, really deep, released this bag of bread.
Amazing
fish came.
Yeah.
Oh, it was incredible. But the second time I went, and it was wonderful and magical, and one of those moments I'd never forget. The second time I went was on honeymoon in Cuba, and we were on a boat with a load of Russians who obviously had been there before. It was very choppy water. You couldn't see a thing. I lost a flipper. Thought again, as some light drowning happened.
Oh gosh!
And it was less fun, and I couldn't see anything. So you got to pick your time and you pick your water, I imagine.
You do. I am as what is the word, qualified as you can be as a non-professional diver. I have more than 200 dives under my belt. My first 100th and 200th dive I did from the same island, just for fun. Because I could. But, I've had some interesting experiences. I will not share them all with you now because I don't want to hog the radio. But
No, do it. So what, sharks are we talking?
Sharks, oh gosh, yes. I have, how many sharks do I have? I've got two juicy shark stories. One was, there's an island in Malaysia called Sipadan. It's on the eastern peninsula.
Right.
And it's a tiny island. They used to be allowed to stay there, but it's such a precious resource that you no longer can stay on the island. The nearest resort is about half an hour by boat, and it's just a water village. It literally floats above a fully submerged island.
Wow.
Lovely place to stay. So you travel there, and the sea life is unlike anything I've ever seen anywhere. I mean, I've done a lot of diving in Asia, one or two dives in the Caribbean. I've not done anything in the Mediterranean or anything like that. And here, that's very good. But Sipadan is in the top 10 dive sites in the world. So you get very used to seeing what they call small black and white tip reef sharks. They're everywhere. But, I mean, there's so much fish life. I've seen schools of thousands of barracuda in this kind of tornado funnel thing. It's, I mean, incredible. And it dwarfed any diving experience I'd had before. But, so, as I say, you get very used to seeing sharks. And it was one of my last dives. I can't remember which trip. But it may have been my first or second trip there. And I saw this shark off in the distance. I thought, oh, that's a bit interesting. I'll go and investigate. My buddy was kind of with me, and I started swimming towards this thing. And I got some way from the group before I realized that the shark I was swimming towards was a lot bigger than me. And I stopped, swam back to the group, and we finished the dive safely, and that was fine. Nobody could identify the shark, and which yeah, had initially prompted my curiosity. But we got back onto the boat. When we got back to the resort, we looked it up, and it was a bull shark, which is responsible for more attacks on divers than any other shark in the sea.
Oh, gosh.
So that's
there's you paddling towards it.
Oh, yeah.
What's this?
Say, yeah, here's your lunch. Lunch for free.
Gosh.
Ridiculous. Anyway.
Wow. I would be terrified. I would be terrified. Because well, you're in their world, aren't you? You're not
absolutely
in charge anymore.
No, no. I am constantly mindful of the fact that it's a privilege to be in the sea and to be able to experience that. It's glorious. And that's one thing that I've really missed from my time there.
Yeah.
I miss it so much. Because it's incredible. You can fly. You can control your altitude relative to the bottom with just your breath.
Yeah.
Which makes all sorts of things possible. It's, yeah, glorious.
Oh, sounds like bliss. Just the just the description of the island sounded like bliss. I'll stand on the side and hold the bags, Paul. I'm quite happy to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
No problem. I'll revert to listening to the velvet-voiced.
And good luck with your turnips.
Oh, thank you very much.
Which is another phrase I didn't think I'd be using today. Thanks so much for ringing. 0344 499 1000 is the number. Let's take a little break, then we'll speak to Alistair, and then you, if you're minded to give me a ring. It's 0344 499 1000, and you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.